This is Space Kate here in London, and I've been to a very special screening of The Last Man on the Moon, a film about Gene Cernan, who was the last man on the moon, and unbelievably is sitting right in front of me. Hello.
Great to be here with these folks who contributed so much to the making of this film.
Must be a bit strange to see your life depicted on the screen like that.
Well, it is. When this whole thing started, I never believed it would become a reality. But now, all of a sudden, I look at the story rather than the individual, because I think it's the story that counts. And I think the story is to really tell kids never quit. Just believe in themselves, do their best, and as my dad said, someday you're going to surprise yourself. And hopefully, that's the message. Dream the impossible, go out and make it happen, because if it can happen to me, it can happen to you.
I loved it just after the film. You were talking about all these things that have happened to you, and you said, I'm not boasting, but these things have happened, and it's crazy. And I actually say that sort of thing myself about meeting people like you, and there's you saying, well, I've been to the moon, and that's crazy. What was it like being on the moon?
Oh, we don't have enough time. An unbelievable experience, obviously. You've got to ask yourself if you know where you are at that moment in space and time and history. And you are. You pinch yourself, and it's really happening. I'm really here. And then you got to get back to work. I mean, you don't take it for granted. You look up there, and there's the Earth. It's overpowering. You see it all the time. It never moves. Sits on the top of the sky, atop of the mountains in the southwestern sky. If you really want to talk about this, we better sit down and take some time.
One day I would very much love to do that. You have the accolade of being the last man on the moon, but does that ever make you sad that you are the last person that's been on the moon?
That's a misnomer. I'm not the last man on the moon. We are going to go back. There's a young kid, a boy or girl with the indomitable will and courage, maybe you or your kids or somebody, who's going to take us back there and beyond, take us on to Mars. I think a better name would be the final steps of Apollo or the most recent man on the moon. I am not the last man on the moon, and you can record that and put it it's not going to be that way. We're people, humankinds are people who discover, explore, who are we, where did we come from? That's how we got here. Our predecessors crossed the ocean, didn't know whether they were going to fall off the end or not. They went up the Missouri River and found the Pacific Ocean. It's going to continue. It's that space now is that new frontier.
Now, I've been lucky enough to meet Charlie Duke, and he has a lovely story about taking a photograph of his family and leaving it on the moon. Mm-hmm. And I believe you also did something on the moon, in memory of your family.
My daughter's initials, the daughter you saw in that film, are on the moon. And someone said, how long will they be there? And I said, well, how long is forever? As long as the flag is there, those initials will be there. And, how long is forever, 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 how long forever is, Someday someone will go back. And if they land at near the same place we landed, they'll see those initials. They're there.
Well, I know it's been a long day, so I'm going to let you go and escape.
Thank
Unless you have anything exciting you'd like to tell me?
Only that I hope a lot of young people get a chance to see the movie, and hopefully they become inspired to know that they can do things, that they can do the impossible, that they do believe in themselves, never count themselves out. That's what it's really all about, that young kids become inspired and become dreamers. The dreamers of today are the doers of tomorrow, so we need to create dreamers.
That's an excellent message. I'll shake your hand. I'm almost tempted to ask if I can shake your foot, given that it was the last thing that touched the moon, but that seems a little bit of a strange thing. But thank you ever so much.
Thank you. Great pleasure. Thank you.